Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another hopefully amazing episode of the Strategy Hour podcast. We are here and we're going to dish out some hardcore opinions we have about some stuff today.
If you have a desire to create a full-time income from your passion and build a business where you are a creative entrepreneur, then I want to quickly invite you to a upcoming webinar that we have ready and waiting for you on demand. So head over right now to bossproject.com/dreamjob, sign up. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the method that we're diving into in the webinar, but I think you're going to get so much benefit out of that webinar because we're going to talk through the three biggest mistakes we see people making, dive into the layers and what you have to get over and how you're going to get past yourself to reach the ultimate dreamland where you become a full-time creative entrepreneur. Again, that's bossproject.com/dreamjob.
So before we kind of dive into the method, and we are going to talk about today, like where we see most of our audience sitting at and like really, truly what it's going to take from you in order to get unstuck. But first I want to talk about, so if our premise is we're going to help you become a full-time creative entrepreneur, that's the method that we're teaching. That's truly, truly what we are really, really good at and what we've been doing for, well, over 4 years now. We just celebrated our 4-year biziversary. I want to talk about for a second, I feel like it's sometimes kind of heavy to hear the phrase full-time creative entrepreneur, full-time. I think we have equated the term full-time with the traditional workspace, right? So full-time meaning 40 hours, full-time meaning you're working enough to get benefits from a traditional company and unlock healthcare and PTO and all of that stuff. Full-time, like quite literally means a lot of stuff in the traditional workspace. So I feel like when it's shared in this space where we get to set our own schedule, make our own rules, do a lot of stuff that feels more in line with how we want to live our lives, we either go like one end or the other, right? We really commit to a lot of full-time hours in the traditional sense, which you and I did that when we first started, or we like completely rebel against anything that feels full-time and like basically watch more Netflix than we work.
Yeah. And I've been on
I've done.
Both ends of that scenario. Now, I think the cool part is when you become a full-time creative, you have the opportunity to define what your work schedule is like, how you best operate and when you work, how much, all of that. And in the webinar I mentioned at the top, we go into our business philosophy, but I quickly want to kind of touch on the things that were important to us when we were building our business. We have always come from a family first philosophy, which means that work is never number one in our lives. And It never has been. It never will be. And with that in mind, we adjust work around that frequently. Like when Emily was going through the adoption process, we were batching and prepping in advance as if there was a pregnancy happening. I mean, there literally was a pregnancy. It just happened to not be in Emily's, you know, regions. And we also have gone through and like, as time has shifted, adjusted. So when childcare changes mm-hmm. or when one of us wants more time to focus on creativity or health or whatever, we are adjusting our work schedule around that because those remain a top priority. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, in the time we're dedicated to work, we are dedicated.
Yep.
And we are doing things efficiently, productively, as automated as possible so that we can move on with our lives. I think in the last at least probably 2.5 years of the 4 we've been in business, we have worked no more than 30, 32 hours a week. But I would say
that's a heavy week.
And I would say we probably average close to 16 or 20.
Right. And this isn't to just be like, oh, like you can build a big business and only work this many hours.
That's not my point.
That's not the point. I think like the permission that we want to give you is A, if you're having a weird feeling around the term full-time, like check it for a second. Like, what is that really, how is it sitting with you? What does it really mean? What is the story that you're giving that phrase? Because in this land, in this world, and what we want to help you create is a profitable and reliable business built on your terms, whatever those may be. If you have and want to give it 40 hours, fantastic.
I mean, I have definitely been there.
And we've done that.
Especially when we were working with clients, the amount of time working, it definitely took more time. Mm-hmm. But also the reward was great. Like being able to land, you know, just like 2 or 3 clients and have a $20,000 month. Like that's huge. Now, I think we can often get overwhelmed by where we're headed.
Yeah.
And even if we have this ideal lifestyle in mind, we're like, okay, when I get there, this is what my life will be like. Mm-hmm. And instead, we want to switch your mindset and have it be focused on how do I want to work and live now? Mm-hmm. And how can I continue keeping that as a priority as I grow my business? Now, what your life looks like in the very beginning may ultimately be different than where it looks like later. But if you don't set those priorities early and often, then I have a feeling that you're going to stay in that hustle, overworked mindset the whole time.
And I'm going to have a hard time kind of explaining this, but like what you outline as boundaries and expectations and set up as your reality right now is going to continue to be your reality. So mm-hmm. you get to choose that, right? So like take, for example, I know a lot of people in our audience like sometimes stress over the fact that like either in their corporate full-time job, not their creative hustle, or when they're trying to juggle both, there's sacrifices that they have to make. And I'm all for that, right? I've made plenty of sacrifices, continue to make sacrifices. That's definitely a big part of business and, you know, working towards your dream. But there are some people I know who are like, I'm not in the time or space right now or availability to do the things that I am building this dream for, right? So a lot of people are building their side hustle, this passion project, whatever, for flexibility. And a lot of times in our audience, that's for things that deal with kids and family, right? So I want the flexibility to be able to join that field trip for my kid or take them to school or pick them up from school or whatever it may be. I've talked to so many people who are like trying to build this right now, but not taking their kids to school or not picking them up or not doing the field trip. So if you build a business around the things that don't allow you to do the things that you're even building the business for, you're never going to be able to do those things. Mm-hmm. Like you have to do them now.
Right. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and disagree with Dave Ramsey for a second. And I think it's important to bring up. So I am an FPU coordinator. I've taught Financial Peace University a couple of times now. And I'm not technically like a certified financial coach or anything, but I have followed his principles. I paid off over $90,000 in debt, and I live debt-free, not only in my life, but in my business. So all that being said, I'm about to disagree with the man who's taught me a lot. Now, he says over and over again, you are going to live and work like no one else so you can live and give like no one else. Now, here's my caveat. That mindset puts you in a hustle mode. And he even goes into that. He talks about like paying off debt like a gazelle, which often leads to you working beyond what you like. It's you over putting out what you have space for mentally, what you have time for. It might mean you getting a part-time job while also doing this. It may mean you building your business on nights and weekends, and then you're ultimately working 16-hour days, and you barely have time to sleep. And while I understand why he says that, because a lot of the people that are coming into that situation, they want to do the bare minimum.
Right.
Now, here's the thing I know about you all that is not the average. The people listening to this podcast are not afraid of doing hard work.
Right.
And I believe because you are strong, powerful, dedicated women that you can figure out how to do what you need to do in less time than you're currently doing it.
In your current reality, yes. There's also, to kind of go along with that hustle thing, because I also disagree with that in that mentality, because I think it puts you in the headspace of like waiting until you're ready. It's kind of one of those things. It's, well, when I get here, then I'll be able to X, Y, Z. And I think that that's a very, it's not a really good place to live within your business goals. And I'm not saying go buy the Tesla before your business is even profitable. Like, let's be realistic here. But like, if you're starting a business so you can go to that workout class in the morning and you're putting that off, like you've got to start prioritizing those things. And then all of a sudden your business will succeed in the amount of time that you're able to give it.
Right.
That's what happens. So if you're giving it 80 hours to succeed, it's going to need 80 hours to succeed.
Right.
There's a quote I saw just this morning or last night, and it says something like, if you don't make time for your wellness right now, you're going to have to end up making time for your illness, period. And like, I've seen so many people in our audience, in our circle of friends even, who have hustled their faces off, and they have had to pay in time for their illness because they didn't make time for their wellness.
Straight up, I probably could name 5 people that you probably know who have all been hospitalized because of the unhealthy habits they've created around their work. With all that being said, I don't want you to get scared. What this truly means is stepping back and envisioning what you want and figuring out what can you do right now that mimics it. It may not mean you join a $300 a month gym.
Right.
It may mean you go to Planet Fitness and pay 10 bucks a month, but you're still prioritizing working out. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
Those things can still grow and adjust and be cooler and more fun as you get more money. But the principle of it, like the priority around it, that's what we're talking about protecting. Now, how do we get there? How do we go from just baby stage entrepreneur to this full-fledged business that's paying us a full-time income, supporting our family, allowing us to live the lifestyle we want, and grow a business that actually fuels our passion? That feels overwhelming, and I get it. Now, we've noticed that you guys tend to fall into one of two categories. Now, the cool part is this all fits into our creative entrepreneur method. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-step pyramid, and you guys are at level 1 or level 2. Mm-hmm. I like to think of it like a 3-layer cake. It's just a little more fun and a lot more delicious. And don't you want to be on the top layer with extra icing? Like, obviously. So let's talk about what those levels are and what are the stages you have to go through in order to get to that end goal.
Yeah. So I want you to kind of do a self-evaluation for a second. And I would truly, truly love for you to DM us where you're at. Like literally, if you're just DMing us one word, I'll know what you mean. And I'll start to kind of get to know you guys a little bit better. So make sure you're following us over on Instagram at Boss Project and DM us what level you're at. So what we're seeing across the board is that a lot of you are either heavy, heavy perfectionist or overachievers. So level one being our perfectionists, level two being our overachievers, both of you have tendencies that keep you stuck in those levels that do not enable you to move forward to that full-time creative entrepreneur method. So level one, our perfectionists. I feel like, would you say the majority of our audience is here?
I don't know. I think it's pretty split down the middle. Yeah. We've done some surveys. We've talked about that on the podcast. And
even in our webinar, we ask you and we do some surveys there too. But I'm pulling up more of the data to see if more people have taken it, to see if there's more of a lean.
Yeah, I think it's typically pretty split. And the reason I say that is the cool part about moving from level one to level two is you literally just have to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And that's really awesome. Now, Emily talked about them as if they're character traits, like you're a perfectionist or an overachiever. But what are the stages associated with those?
Yeah, yeah.
And stage one is the idea stage, and stage two is the implementation stage.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So perfectionists tend to stay in the idea stage of the creative entrepreneur method, and overachievers tend to stay in the implementation phase or level two of the creative entrepreneur method. So how do I go from idea stage into implementation?
And I want to talk about a little bit more of like, so what does that actually mean?
Yeah,
so, sure. So if you're in the perfectionist stage, you're in that idea stage, here are some statements, right, that might resonate with you. You've redone your logo more times than you can count. You stress out about the layout and the branding of your website, your business cards, should you blog, should you add this on? You're redesigning a lot of that stuff. You're researching like new templates and downloads and customizing all of that stuff. Maybe you've renamed your packages and the pricing of your packages a couple of times because they're not quite right. You've talked a lot with other creatives about who you could sell to, what you could offer, what their take is on this, or would you pay for this? You're hanging out in a lot of Facebook groups and you're maybe like stalking a little bit, like reading a lot of stuff, but you could also be asking a lot of questions and really wanting a lot of validation with your ideas. You want someone to tell you that's the thing that you should do because you think that that's what's needed in order for you to make that decision and move forward.
You're also afraid that what you're doing is not enough, that there's some level of you can't move on until this is a certain way. You continue tweaking and adjusting because you're nervous. Mm-hmm. And all of it comes back to a place of fear. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing. So let me just, anyone who's ever said, especially if you were a kid and they're like, oh, she's a perfectionist or, oh, whatever. I feel like so often that has come across as an insult, and it's not. You have a desire to perform at an excellent level, right? That's what it's all about. You want to ace the test. You want to have it all figured out, but...
But I'll let you in on a huge freaking secret.
Now, the thing I've noticed is y'all seem to be waiting for like some kind of ding. Like, now you're ready.
Ding, ding, ding. There it is. You just got it. You're welcome.
No, seriously, the only thing you need to move to the next stage when you're stuck in the idea stage, when you're in those perfectionist behaviors, is you make a decision to move on. And that decision is really one that it's just simply based in the fact, okay, now I'm ready to move on. But when I do, I am focused less on appearances and more on what can I sell right now with the skills I already have. Because we want you making money. Like, that's what's important to move on.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are convincing yourself that you have to make 1,000 decisions when really it comes down to like less than 5. And so we help you with those. We have a very specific challenge that's super fun. We've had literally thousands of people go through it, and it's pretty amazing the results that our people have gone. But we are giving it to you for free inside of our signature program that you'll hear more about inside the webinar. But it's specifically designed to get you past this idea stage and committed to something within 5 days, which I think is bananas.
Yeah. Like, how amazing would that be that you could go from stuck, maybe even idealist, like maybe you're not even really sure where to start at all. And instead of churning in that, now not only do you have a plan, but you know exactly what you're going to launch. And hopefully within those first 5 days, you've actually started making sales or pushing you.
Yep. So then once that happens, you're now welcome to the implement stage. So you are considered an overachiever at this point. You've made some sales, and a good part of our audience is in this stage right now. So you've gone past the kind of perfectionist tendencies, you've let that go, or maybe you didn't have them as much. Like, so this was very much me, where I have hardly any perfectionist tendencies. Like, I should have more perfectionist tendencies. That's how little I have, but I still got stuck. So I was still stuck in this implementation stage. I would go ahead and put something out there, and I would sell something, like one or two things, be really super happy with that, and then fear would set in. So it's all still based in fear. Imposter syndrome would set in, and I would convince myself that because I now have made some magical sales, I need to set up every other system in my business, every other marketing strategy, every cool new funnel hack and tip and trick up everyone's sleeve. I would go into binge learning mode. Have you guys ever done this? Like, listen to all of the podcasts around business, learning about things that literally don't have anything to do with your business or industry. Binge learning, binge implementing. So you're buying like landing page tools and automation softwares and project management systems, and maybe even all of those things do the same thing, but you're convinced that you need all of them. You have countdown timers and really cool like tech setup in your website that connects to your email. Like, you have all of the cool things, but for what?
Or you could be in the same stage, but trying to hack everything. Like, that's how I was doing it. Yeah. I was like, how can I do this strategy for free without having to buy this software? And how can I make my email provider do this function when it doesn't really do that? I don't want to pay for email. I so remember being in this stage. Now, the problem with this stage is there's a perception that you are seeing results. There's a perception that you are being productive when ultimately you are working on things that are not moving your business forward. Now, does that mean that you won't accidentally do something that helps you make more sales?
Right.
No, like a lot of people do. And that's why I think so many people get stuck here, is they have gone out and tried so many strategies that some of them are sort of working.
Yep.
And so they're like, well
now I can't get rid of them because yeah, they're sort of working.
I can't stop doing that, but I also need to try this and this and this and this, because you're not really sure where you're seeing success. You're just starting to have things kind of function.
Yeah. So what happens, I feel like, and here I'm going to go into Abby land of analogy. So picture this truly as like, so if you've made a sale and you have like your cool little golden nugget of a sale, and then you're adding on all of these other things. And so I'm literally visualizing like this really messy ball of yarn that all kind of sort of, some of them lead back to sales. Maybe a couple of them have worked, but your brain convinces you that it's all tied back to you growing, and you growing in your head is further reach and more audience and more subscribers and this, that, and the other. But in reality, like, you're moving further and further and further away from the thing that actually made you that sale in the first place, because it's sexier to like look at these other systems and tools sometimes. I get that. But it's still an allowance of letting you stay stuck. So how do you get past that? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to do instead?
Well, the thing that you may not realize, and I'm not going to ask you these questions here because I think it is so important that you jump on the webinar. Mm-hmm. If you are in this stage and you can't answer the questions that I ask you during the webinar, then you need some reframing. So if you're curious what those questions are, then you need to go to bossproject.com/dreamjob and sign up, because I'm going to ask you some very specific things. If you don't know the answer, then I'm sorry, but you're probably not going to get to the next stage. But here's typically what happens. You are implementing things, like I said, that are maybe showing you some result, but you have no real clue what is moving your business forward. And until you can start to dissect and analyze where your real results are coming from and double down and focus on those, you're going to have a very hard time seeing growth. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, I'll say it again.
Make your statement.
You have to pick a product to sell. Uh-huh. You have to focus on one sales method. Uh-huh. And then you have to do that method for at least 6 months before you get to move on. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds crappy, but if you are like throwing things out and like you're throwing all the spaghetti at the wall, trying to see what sticks, well, that's not necessarily a bad approach when you're starting, because you really don't know what's going to work. But once you've thrown that spaghetti, you got to see, okay, this thing is kind of working. This thing is kind of working. Now, instead of continuing to keep throwing spaghetti, because that you're going to run out of spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
See, why am I doing this like analogy? It doesn't matter.
You're going to run out of yarn.
Yeah. You are going to find that some things are working. And I want you to double down on those, because what happens when you focus is you get to pour all your energy into one thing. My friend Haley Brookhead puts this really simply in one of her kind of talks, and she talks about building bridges. Every time you do a new marketing, I don't think this is technically her concept, by the way. I'm pretty sure it's an old business concept.
Yeah.
But you do a marketing strategy and you are building a bridge. Like, you're trying to get to your goal, right? You're trying to make more income so that you can become a full-time entrepreneur. Now, every time you try a new marketing strategy, you're actually starting to build a new bridge. You're not continuing to build on the one you already have.
But and so, start a podcast or start blogging or try to tackle Instagram and then have a YouTube channel and then start your Facebook group and then create an opt-in. All of those are their own bridges.
Right. Now, what happens is that you use up all of your time, energy, resources, and you really just have a bunch of half-built bridges that aren't getting you to your results. So you may have, like, you know how we talked about having the set priorities of how you want to be living your life? You may really only have 2 to 4 hours a day to work. Okay, if that's the case, what if you've used all of that and divided your attention among 8 bridges? So even if you have 4 hours, that means 30 minutes between each bridge. And then if we're talking about context switching and the amount of time you're distracted in that time, you're literally getting nowhere fast.
One ticket straight to Burnoutville is where you're headed.
Right. Now, I wish I could say we're immune to this. I have the same problem, okay? I have talked about our friends leapfrogging us before, because maybe I'm a little resentful, who knows? But I know a lot of it comes back to us being multi-passionate. Mm-hmm. And we have a desire to like focus on this program and build our summits up and do this. And we're dividing our time also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not saying you can't get really far
right.
by doing that, but over time, you're going to get really frustrated by doing that. Yep. And I'd rather you have a bridge that takes you where you want to go and you start seeing the results you want to be seeing mm-hmm. so that you can not only fuel your pocketbook, but your creativity.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep that time for creativity. Like, we don't want to give it away to working so hard and really not getting anywhere.
Don't you want to try macrame at some point in your life? I do.
I definitely have like a wall hanging that I've been working on for a year and a half that like, really, maybe I only worked on it 3 times.
Don't you want to write a book or take a cooking class?
Actually, I am taking a cooking class. Side note, I'm super excited about it. I've been wanting to learn knife skills because I feel like I'm the worst chopper. I know that sounds like a weird problem to have, but I'm like, this onion is the death of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have time for those things now. And I want you to have time for those things too. Like the things that like are seemingly meaningless to everyone else. But to you, you're like, I'm jazzed up about this class or this thing I'm doing or all this extra time I have. That time may not be all about you. It may be you just want that time to pour into your family or to cook more or to take more walks or sleep.
Sleep. I took a nap the other day, guys.
Oh my gosh. What is life?
Our point being is as in-depth as that was, truly our goal is to make you reaching your goals simpler, mm-hmm. easier, more efficient,
yeah,
faster, and more fun. So yeah. If you're in that stage of stressed out about being stressed out, about growing this thing, I truly, truly encourage you to watch that webinar to see a little bit more about what we're dishing out and talking about. And if you don't know us that well, it will give you even more background into how we started and what our own journey was. If anything, you're going to walk away with some action steps and questions to ask yourself and some stuff to do. We have a really cool section in there of like, you're doing this, so how about you do this instead? Like literally you could walk away with different behaviors that can start to change the results that you're seeing in your business. We also share more about our business philosophy that you can copy and paste if you want, but we also encourage you to make your own list. So there's some stuff in there that I want you to really think about and I want you to self-evaluate. And then I want to hear your thoughts and your evaluations. So once you go to bossproject.com/dreamjob, pick a time that works best for you to watch this masterclass, this training, and then head over to Instagram @bossproject and DM us. Are you stuck in the idea stage? Are you stuck in the implementing stage? What are your business philosophies? And are you finally ready to actually focus on what it's going to take for you to get there?
We want to hear from you.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me @AbigailSays and @BossProject so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.